The pre-game interview. Before the bounce for Team Thai Power and the Ponds and Norlane Hotel. Get your friends together and have a fun day out at the Ponds and Norlane Hotel. Great to have the CEO of the Kidinya Park Stadium Trust, Jared Griffin, join us inside the EJ Witten Memorial Broadcasting Box. Jared, firstly, congratulations on overcoming some ill health that just knocked you out of being here a couple of weeks ago.
Sorry, I couldn't be here the other week. COVID got me for the third time. Third time.
Jeez.
Ouch. You know what that's a sign of, don't you, Jared?
What, an elite-level athlete?
No. That you've had too many coffees, you're interacting with too many people over the beans, and that's how the virus has spread quite readily.
There you go. Yeah. I didn't know coffee and COVID had that link.
Absolutely.
Are we reading today's local paper? Are we getting an 8-story hotel down on the senior sits, are we?
I think we're getting Disneyland. I think we're getting everything here. No. I described the Kidinya Park Master Plan as a bit like doing the big home renovation, where you sit all the family and the kids down and with the builder and you go, what do you want to do with the house? And the kids say, we want an extra bedroom or a rumpus room, or dad wants a pool and mum wants the ensuite. Anyway, you work through about 20 iterations until you get to something that's doable, realistic, achievable, financial, affordable. So I would say we're about a quarter of the way in the journey. There'll be a lot of things discussed and there'll be a lot of things ruled in and a lot of things ruled out. So I know the council fundamentally doing a lot of the leading of this, and they've produced a first sort of cut of things. Urbis are doing the work, and it'll get bounced in and out of the stakeholders, and some things they'll say can work, some things they'll say can't work. So these things take a bit of time.
All right. Let's go back to the surface. You weren't here a fortnight ago, but I believe your phone was running red hot on that Saturday night against the Bulldogs. It's a bit sandy. Can you explain it? You do have a background in turf management. Can you just take us through?
I'm waiting for his questions.
Absolutely. Your jaw must have dropped when you heard there was a sort of criticism of the Papa Smurf.
Wow. Legitimately, I was in bed. I had the VFL streamed game going on
Carlton,
on the phone.
Carlton.
Well, no, the Bulldogs. The Bulldogs versus Cats VFL game on the stream. Pouring rain, ground getting cut up. I thought we're in trouble here. This is going to be an interesting night, and it's true. Bit like a racetrack with horses running over it in the wet. They tend to cut it up. So, two games of footy. Look, the bottom line is the place takes a lot of work. I think. Done a little bit of homework on this. I reckon it's the only AFL NRL match venue that's having to cope with all the training load of the home club. So we're over 200 training sessions for the year. We'll get to nearly 300, and this thing has to do a lot of work. Cats have been great. They've come off it for the last couple of weeks and shoved their programs here, there, and everywhere to help us aerate it. A little bit of top dressing. Yes, it looks a bit sandy, but it's to use the racetrack analogy, I reckon it's about a soft four.
Good four.
Soft four.
Soft five.
Yeah.
Clegg hammer reading.
I couldn't tell you the Clegg hammer reading. I forgot. They have been out here doing it. I couldn't tell you it off the top of my head. AFL have given it the tick of approval.
Good thing too, Jared, though, is the weather's been kind to you today. That which is always handy.
It's actually been pretty good this week, where you get the cool mornings, but you've actually had the winter sun over it across the day. We've had the grey lights all over it. We even put the cricket wicket covers out one day just to cover the areas that have copped a bit of workload, but we didn't want 8 mils of rain going over it. So the team's done a really good job. Cats have been really helpful, and look, it doesn't look the prettiest, but it's very playable.
The helicopter came in as well.
Yeah, we got Tony Bonner down here.
Tan Skippy.
Clancy wasn't in the co-pilot seat, was he?
No.
You heard the rumours about those.
I did hear the rumours that we've got Tony down here.
It's extraordinary.
Have we passed the statute of limitations?
Possibly.
Ken James?
Yeah. Ken James.
Ed Devereaux, was he dad?
Yeah.
If you want to dry a field out, get a helicopter down here. Yeah. Didn't cost us a lot. We've got a good relationship with someone on who does this for a living. They helped us out. They've done it before a couple of years ago. I, many, many moons ago on a golf course I used to work at, we used to pull the helicopter out occasionally before a major tournament.
Right.
Which
course was this?
Victoria Golf Course.
Right.
Yeah. Many moons ago used to work there. And, before a tournament, you might pull the helicopter out it's a quick way of getting a lot of air on the ground without running a tractor over it.
Yes.
Ramwick and Rose Hill, they pull it out all the time because, as we know, the Sydney Autumn Carnival always gets stuffed up with rain up there.
100 mil of rain.
Yeah.
Jared, I'd be keen for you to talk us through everything that's got to fall into place to get a final here. Now, I'm going to presume that there's contractual arrangements with MCG and that they've got to have a game and all that sort of stuff. But also, it's clearly something you can't leave to the last week to see where the ladder falls. Can you talk through that process, please?
Look, it's driven by the AFL, naturally. And you're right, the first thing they've got to do is satisfy their MCG contract. And if there's a game in Victoria that they believe should get over 50,000, the MCG will get it.
Okay.
After that, then it's a debate about next best fits, and best fit language starts to come out of the box from the AFL.
Have those discussions taken place? Has someone been from here proactive yet? Because we're only, what, a month or so away from finals?
Not so much proactive, but they know we're up for it. If they want it to be that way, okay. They know that. But yeah, there's a combination of best fit that the AFL have to work through, and their contract with the MCG.
And that at this stage, I mean, there's still 4 weeks to go, but you're looking at the top three teams at the moment are Sydney, Brisbane, Fremantle, and GWS at this stage, all in the top six. So interstate finals means that the contractual obligations are going to need to be filled by Melbourne teams at the MCG, and with four teams possibly having home finals interstate, is not going to help that cause.
Yeah, so you can have a week one with no MCG finals and everything's interstate if the higher ranked club is an interstate team.
But if the higher ranked club is a Victorian, it has to be the MCG if there's only one of them. Is that how it works?
Yeah, they get first dibs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, back to the master plan here for a little bit. In terms of, I'm sure our listeners are, we'd all, from a Geelong point of view, if you can get an 8-story hotel or a 28-story hotel here for the good of the city, yep, you'll get our backing. Go for it. I'm sure our listeners, they want to know how can the football club and the football players, both male and female, keep improving, keep being at the top level? What do you got in store for them? What are your plans for the footy club?
Well, bear in mind we're talking about land that the trust doesn't manage. Yeah, this site is about 65-35 council trust. But you try and work together. They work with us as a stakeholder and vice versa. Look, the bottom line is this is a big community play that affects... You'd want it to impact and do good for all. It's got to be about good for all. So that's everything from the kids all the way to the elite players. So it's about getting a combination of facilities, and it's not probably just at Cadinia Park, across three or four sites, that get a whole range of things in sync. So that, your training load can be taken off certain places, your community footy gets the right needs taken care of for community finals, Falcons get to play in Geelong. Local career clubs like the Geelong Career Club, St Mary's, are getting their needs taken care of. So you got to solve it all, and that's what I describe the master plan as, a bit like a game of 500 piece jigsaw puzzle to try and get it working both on this site, and then what are other sites doing to make it all harmonise and get a whole combination working. And you're trying to do it, to get it through to Geelong 2045, the population growth, the needs of the community. So from top to toe, this has got to try and solve everything.
Yeah, and I'm sure that that concept of having multiple sites has probably sparked a lot of interest in our listeners. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Yeah, as I say, it's a bit like the biggest version of a home renovation where you're trying to work things out and certain things come into the mix and then you realise that's not doable. And then part of it also, you think you've got the combinations, like how quickly can you do this, where do you get your funding from, staging plans, da-da-da-da-da. So, hate to say it, master plans are never simple things.
No, they're not, but they're important. They're really important.
But really important.
I think the key for the community is to understand it's far more than a football club.
Yep.
And it is a community. Yes, it involves a number of different sports, but there's a purpose that all those sports exist.
Yeah.
I found, Jared, with those 500-piece puzzles that the more you drink, the better you can visualise things as well too. So I don't know if that's where you've perhaps caught the COVID. We had a question, though, off the KFC Twitter. Mark the Lamp wanted to know whether there was any plans in terms of more car parking space here at Cadinia Park.
Car parking is always a feature of these sort of discussions, Ben. What we need to do is straighten them up, streamline them, so you've got better drop-off for taxis, Ubers, disabled people, buses, and then ins and outs. So it is in the mix.
Well, there you go. Marky Mark will be thrilled with that answer.
Very, very happy with that. So what's the next step? You've got the master plan. What are we now...
Well, we haven't got one. We're working through one. That'll take a few versions and iterations and backs and forwards. But when you get to the other side of it, then it's a case of how do you then bring it to life as far as implementing it. So that's where funding kicks in. But it's a community play. It's not just about elite sport. It's got to be the whole combination.
Because that's getting that message across, isn't it? Because people talk about how much money's gone into this complete redevelopment over the last 20 years, and you'll get the naysayers saying, oh, well, it's already had enough money for the grand, the stadium, but we need, I suppose, getting people to understand that this is now for the whole, it's a holistic approach to the precinct.
I'd actually say the region.
Yep.
So if you start to sync it with what's going on at other blocks of land, it's about syncing a whole sports facility play for the region and getting it, all the combination of pieces to work so that you've got everything taken care of, every need taken care of. So that's the goal. And that's why I say it's not going to be 5 minutes work, and things are going to come into the equation, and then we're going to realise it's not doable, and there'll be lots of versions of this thing before you get to the final point.
Am I right in saying COVID knocked you out of the official opening of the Sports Museum? I didn't see you there.
Yeah, unfortunately, I wasn't there for the official opening, but there was a lot of good people there. Thank you, Christine Cousins, John Aaron, Kim Forbes. They all did the job.
Yep.
The reference group, Tony Joel got up and spoke on behalf of the voluntary reference group. We're officially open. Game day, you can come in and do a visit if you want to knock off half an hour while you're waiting for the game.
That's part of your ticket?
Correct. If you come in, you can get to the Sports Museum on game day.
Yep.
And then Wednesday through to Friday, 10:30 to 4:30.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's... Should give a few prizes away as part of the quiz.
For the quiz, we should. Yeah. Somebody said that a life-size
when they get back from Paris opening.
Is that true? Well, that a life-size cut out of you at that opening, even though you weren't there.
No one would be put through that pain, Ben. No one would want.
Now we're always up for prizes for the quiz, Joe.
Yeah, so. No, well, maybe round 24. We better give you
absolutely
one for the West Coast.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
we're on.
We'll make that happen, Jared. Great to see you.
Thank you.
There's plenty to talk about, I think.
Always. Never dull.
You'd be excited about tonight, though, Jerry, wouldn't you? Be rushing home to watch your beloved Blue Baggers, Scott Pendlebury's 400th game.
Yeah, a bit nervous tonight.
The wheels have come off the Blue Baggers.
Oh, settle down. Good to see you, Jared. Enjoy the game. Jared Griffin, CEO of the Community Park Stadium Trust.
The pre-game interview.